This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, November 5th. God's word for you today is wrap around. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 27, verse 8, and it says, "You have said, seek my face, inquire for and require my presence as your vital need. My heart says to you, your face, your presence, Lord, will I seek. Inquire for and require of necessity and on the authority of your word." Prophetically also, you must expect that mountains, ancient mountains, will move to make room for you in the name of Jesus. God is saying to someone reading this today, "I will make a way for you. I will make room for you." You may think that it is crowded, but God says, "Do not worry about it, because he will make a way for you." If he needs to move mountains, he will move the mountains just to make room for you. And the key again is the presence of God. Psalm 114 verse 1 to 7 says, "When the Israelites escaped from Egypt, when the family of Jacob left that foreign land, the land of Judah became God's sanctuary, and Israel became his kingdom. The Red Sea saw them coming and hurried out of their way. The water of the Jordan River turned away. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. What's wrong, Red Sea, that made you hurry out of their way? What happened, Jordan River, that you turned away? Why, mountains, did you skip like rams? Why, hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob." In the name of Jesus, in the remaining days of this year and beyond, every sea that sees you coming will hurry out of the way. The mountains will make room for you. The mountains will give way as you approach because of the presence of the Lord. The hills will skip like rams because of the presence of the Lord. And you must expect it. What is the mountain before you? You must expect that it will move. What you need to do is approach it. It is going to move. You need to know who you are. You are a child of God. You are bought by the blood of the Lamb. You are a person who is living in the presence of the Lord. You must be conscious of it. If you do not know that you have a right, the truth is, you really do not have a right. For example, if you do not know that an account exists in your name in a certain bank and it is loaded with all the major currencies of the world, if you do not know, you cannot access it. What I'm saying is that the right you do not know, you cannot benefit from. In fact, you do not have a right if you do not know your right. The presence of God is your right. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 2 to 3 says, "Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I want to be where you are." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.